Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Ron Haberman, Vice President and General Manager of Cloudband Applications and Analytics at Nokia. Welcome, Ron.
Thank you for having me.
So we've had Nokia on the program before, but it's been a while. Can you just give us an update on Nokia's role in network infrastructure and how the Cloudband solutions fit within that?
So as you probably know by now, Nokia acquired Alcatel-Lucent earlier this year. We're in the peak of the integration. Most of the products are now part of the overall program. It increased significantly the number of elements that Nokia provides into the telco market. And we are also in the middle of a huge transformation of getting all these network elements and converting them from physical appliances into virtual appliances. And to do that, Cloudband is the platform on top of which these virtual appliances or virtual network functions, VNFs, would run. So we've been quite busy in getting the portfolio ready as well as the platform for this new age of networking.
When you look at the opportunity in network and you talk about the acquisition that Nokia made in this space, where is the opportunity in terms of providing increased value to the service provider customer base? And where do you see that evolving as we head into 2017 in terms of target deployments for technologies?
So there are two parts to that. One is the expanded portfolio, which allows us to have more end-to-end solutions for our customers. If you look at end of last year and definitely 2016, we see more and more voice over LTE deployments that require packet processing, they require radios, requires IMS, all usually on cloud infrastructure. And we see our customers asking for us to enable them to be able to react much, much faster and bring more services in a quicker turnaround time to the end users. And that's exactly what the cloud platform and VNFs allow you to do. If in the past, an installation of a piece of equipment required many months of testing and certification and then a lot of manual labor, today it is much easier to use cloud technologies to install that new service using the virtual format of that network function.
Can you tell me a little bit about the mindset of leading providers in terms of integration of technology and what that process is from early proof of concept testing to trial to actual live deployments?
The first step was to prove the capabilities of the cloud platform by themselves. It included testing the cloud platform itself. Primarily, if you look at the nano layer, the VIM and the hardware, which constructs the NSVI component, to make sure that they're actually capable in supporting the different VNFs and the different requirements that different functions require. Now, as we move forward, we see more and more attention into other domains. The first one is the ability to actually troubleshoot and understand how all the pieces work together. There is a lot of automation that is enabled as part of the enablement of this agility, and that brings complexity. The complexity needs to be solved in order for the gain to be available to the end user. So Nokia invested quite a lot in creating tools that provide the service provider the ability to gain the visibility end-to-end, connecting the hardware layer to the software layer to the different VNF requirements. We started that in the open source world. It's a project called Vitrage. It's now part of the BigTent OpenStack offering. And it is connected with the top layer managers that we have, both what we call CBAM, the Cloudband Application Manager, which is the VNFM solution, as well as CBND, which is our network director, the Cloudband NFVO layer. And it's supporting customers in this migration from what we call the POC era of trying to understand what these networks would look like and into the many, many live deployments in the different networks today.
When you look at the Cloudband portfolio and the capabilities that you're bringing to market, how does that portfolio match up with near-term opportunities of customer evaluation and deployment that you just described?
I think it matches up quite nicely. We make sure that the portfolio answers specific use cases end-to-end. In this market, most of our customers and service providers would want to mix and match components, and openness and APIs are extremely important. But each one of these layers should have coverage for the different use cases that are happening right now in the network, more so, in my opinion, than generic features. And those use cases that include and leading by, for example, Vaulty, and second to that, EPC in general, followed by virtual EPC, is where we spend most of our time, where we focus to enable customers to deploy these services right now with technologies that are available and out in the market.
Can you talk a little bit about the various aspects of CloudBand?
So CloudBand is taking care of the MANO layer, the management and orchestration piece. We follow very closely the definition of the different layers as defined by ETSI. We start with what we call CBIS, CloudBand Infrastructure Software. It includes a VIM, troubleshooting tools, automation, clustering, storage solutions, and everything you need in order to have a software layer managing the hardware. We've announced recently that, you know, obviously we are also providing the hardware itself. We do that with our airframe line, which now includes both rack mount servers as well as OCP, open compute project type servers. We work with other vendors such as HP and Dell as well on an end-to-end solution. We provide a VNFM, a virtual network function manager called CBAM. It is taking care of deploying clearly all the portfolio of VNFs from Nokia. It allows for lifecycle management from very, very simple deployment through more complicated events such as healing, scaling up and down, and monitoring of the different VNFs. It is interfacing with the different EMSs that come from Nokia and from others. We also have a rich ecosystem that is open to third-party vendors. We have now over 60 members in our ecosystem, and we're working with them to ensure that both the VNFM as well as the infrastructure software itself is tested and capable of running their software. And then on top, we have the CloudBand Network Director, CBND, serving the NFVO layer, doing network service orchestration, connecting all the different VNFM instances, all the different VINs. We support, of course, a heavily distributed architecture for data center required for many applications, especially packet moving type VNX. It also interfaces with our SDN controllers, both NSP for the WAN as well as WAJ for the data center SDN controller as well. And those three products together constitute the CloudBand offering. On the side of that, we have a cloud verification tools that allow operators to benchmark the type of clouds that they install regardless of vendor and regardless of software that is running.
Where are you seeing earliest traction in the market in terms of deployments?
The immediate opportunities and what we see telcos trying to address is very specific VNF-led solution needs. And those are fueled by various aspects. Sometimes it's just a test of the system, a dip in the water, if you will. Sometimes it's an increase in capacity. Sometimes it's simply getting into a new space where there's no migration needed. It is a simpler use case to address because obviously the offering is around a particular function with the supporting systems, whether it's CBIS or CBAM there, to complete the offer. But we also see many starting to deploy the actual complete data centers on top of which there would be many different VNFs installed. And there the reaction is actually mixed. I think that there is a lot of excitement that we have all the pieces. And at the same time, there is a strong ask to make sure that in this industry, we prevent lock-in. So even though Nokia can offer a complete end-to-end offering and have a system that has 100% of the pieces coming from Nokia, we see in most engagements that there is always a requirement to have a mix of providers, either between layers or in separation between the functions themselves and the nano pieces, to ensure that the Etsy definition, the APIs, and the openness are maintained. And I'm a big supporter of that. I think it's very, very important to actually go about it that way.
I'm sure we've piqued some folks' interests about the CloudBand solutions. How can folks find you online and engage further with the Nokia team?
Go to nokia.com and find us there. Or if you're interested specifically in CloudBand solutions, you can go to networks.nokia.com/solutions/CloudBand.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Great to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.